Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. Hey, Don, before we took a break, we were kind of talking about opportunity to deer hunts kind of going away. And we also have talked tonight a little bit about our Ohio Outdoor News. And I know that you kind of write in and write some stories for them and to them and letter to editor type
letters
things.
To the editor, yes.
Yeah,
I like to voice my opinion.
Well, you know, we were talking about part of the opportunity that's going away is because there's some forestry going on that you just kind of shake your head about.
Yeah, they have their reasonings behind it, and I somewhere along the line, the ruffed grouse thing keeps coming out. They need the understory, you know, and shrubbery and all that stuff. And you know, I haven't seen a ruffed grouse down in Blue Rock, nor heard them for years. And I lived in the state forest for 16 years.
Right.
And the last probably 10 years that I lived there, I'll say 8 years, I never heard them. I used to hear them drumming all the time. I never heard them drumming. You see them along the road, don't see them anymore. They really don't know why the ruffed grouse are gone, but they surmise that they need that growth in the shrub, the understory and stuff like that. But some of the woods that they're cutting out of there, I just don't understand. They've tried to explain it to me, but I must be a knucklehead because I cannot understand it, especially when you read articles in the Outdoor News about how they go in and they select cut. Well, they don't do that at Blue Rock. They just go in and clear cut.
There's a difference.
And if there's people out here that's listening and it's concerned to you also, you need to get a hold of your state representatives and let them know that you're not happy with this. I mean, in the Ohio Outdoor News, it's like the Mohican.
It's the
golden child.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do anything to upset people. And Blue Rock's kind of like a out-of-the-way thing, and they don't know anything about it, and they just go in there and butcher it.
Right.
And then they say that they have controlled burns in order to get rid of the thin-skinned bark trees like maples and stuff. Well, this last clear cut that they did, they left a great big maple tree, and they don't go in and replant. It's natural regeneration. So airborne seeds, what's going to replant that place? And I don't know. Years ago, when I first lived down there, I moved down there in 1982. And deer season, when you drove out through there, you couldn't find a place to park.
Right.
It looked like Graham Central Station. Everybody was deer hunting out there. Now you can go and pick and choose wherever you want to park, because I've had people tell me at the deer side end, look, you know, we're not going to hunt here anymore. Because we just don't see the deer. We see 15 deer in a day. We're like, I see 15 deer all week.
Right.
So.
Right.
And they tell me that the deer are there, they're just harder to see, but, you know.
Maybe your eyes are getting older.
That could be. They are getting older. That's a fact.
You know, it is a concern, though, because it does eliminate, possibilities for some activities. And, again, you're not the only person that's voiced that this great concern for the ruffed grouse. It hasn't really generated great numbers by doing these activities, these cuts, the way they're doing.
No. No, and some of the other articles that I read in the Outdoor News is, you know, it's like a state-run logging industry, and it's really not. They make money on it,
right?
Because I think the state cuts their money. And so they got to figure out how to make more money in order to take care of the things that they got to. So it's kind of an ugly situation. I mean, they just need more money to do. And I feel sorry for the forest ranger down there, because he not only takes care of Blue Rock, he takes care of all over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he is all over a certain area. I mean, I'm... They take care of Perry. He takes care of I can't remember, but yeah, he takes care of
the amount of road time that he has increased to, just going from place to place.
Yeah.
Has just, you know,
yeah,
went nuts, and it doesn't allow, I think, some time that he may need actually in the outdoors.
Yeah, and it's the sorry situation where he really can't manage the forest properly because he's spread so thin.
Right.
And so, you know.
Right.
And again, if anybody has any concerns, as I do, I would like to do a study on how it affects the commerce down just in Duncan Falls there.
Yeah.
I mean, used to be during deer gun season, when it got dark, you went into Brandon's Cafe.
Yeah.
You couldn't find a place
Subway.
To sit. Subway. The Rusty Rooster.
Yeah.
You know, everything was full.
Right.
Because of deer hunters. And now.
I remember down in Gaysport, Green Acres.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, during that week, at one time we lived down that way a little bit. And that was not your stop home to grab last minute bread because. There probably wasn't going to be any, and two, there wasn't a place to park.
Yeah.
And I can remember, you know, Bob just, you know, staying on his vendors, hey, keep me stocked this week, you know, and just, you know, quite honestly, it was a busy place.
Yeah, yeah, and there was, well, the Redhead Station in Duncan Falls was the same way. It was hard getting in to get gas because right. people was checking in deer and everything.
Right.
But, you know, times change, and I guess we got to change with them. But some things, people just need to voice their opinion. And I would say if anybody has anything they'd like to talk to us about or ask questions, call in at 740-891-9103 and tell us your thoughts on this.
Yep. Again, that number is 740-891-9103, and we'd be glad to talk to you about it. We have concerns too. You know, another thing, Don, how many years now have you been doing the butterfly count?
Oh, 17 years anyhow.
17 years. Yeah. And that wasn't possible this year. I know that's kind of
well, it was possible up to a point. Right. It was possible up to about the 21st of September.
Okay.
And when I went down my transect that I set up down there, it was all mowed.
All mowed. Well,
and normally they ask me before they cut it, but and this year they didn't.
That sounds kind of goofy, a butterfly count, but there's a lot of information gathered there.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it does. By counting butterflies, it lets you know how the environment's changing and what the environment's doing to certain butterflies, because there are certain years that there's a lot of butterflies of one species, and then there are certain years that you don't see a whole lot. Now, this year, I don't believe I counted one monarch down there. There was a real good patch of milkweed down there, but I didn't see any monarchs. But monarchs are on the decline anyhow because of farmers spraying their French rose and everything, getting rid of milkweed.
It's not necessarily the chemical that's doing it. It's the fact that their preferred place to hang out and things to eat are not there anymore. It's
mainly the larvae eat milkweed. So,
right.
Yeah, well, and then the thing that really didn't help was in late May or early June, they did an aerial spray for the gypsy moss down there.
Oh, wow.
And it devastated my count. I was not seeing the spice bush swallowtails, the tiger swallowtails. I wasn't seeing hardly anything. And so I asked him, you know, what, and I called the state entomologist, and he told me, he said, well, it shouldn't have affected those. I said, well, I'm here to tell you it did.
It did. So. You know, with a passion like that, 17 years of doing that, that's probably seen some interesting stuff over the years. And appreciate you for being involved in that, because that stuff's really kind of fun to you, isn't it?
I've been collecting butterflies since 10th grade.
Since 10th grade.
My 10th grade biology teacher got me started on insects. And
I thought they only had three lessons when you were in 10th grade.
Pretty much reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah.
Three R's.
Yeah. But,
yeah,
so your 10th grade teacher got you kind of started on
that? Yep, Mr. Hamilton, and he was I've always been interested in the outdoors, but he's the one that got me on insects.
And, right.
And I've got huge collection. I've got collection of moths. I've got collection of butterflies. I've got collection of just regular insects like beetles and stuff. So
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Did you ever get into any of the finding the artifact stuff, the arrowheads and stones and different stuff like that? And
I did years ago, but unfortunately, Ron's junkyard's on top of a very good site.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, there was a village there, and we used to go down there and find all kinds of them years ago. But now, of course, there's all these cars on top of it.
Yep. There's all kind of other stuff. Anyways. Well, Donna, hey, I did want to go back to I told people that I'd give them an opportunity to figure out how to get tickets. If you want to get tickets to the Muskingum Valley Second Amendment Dinner, which is the Whitetails Unlimited Banquet, it is Saturday, November 18th. It has sold out the last few years, but the guy to get a hold of is Kent Papageorge, and I know I've got a number here. So here we are. Kent Papageorge, you can get a hold of him at 740-270-9075. That's Kent Papageorge at 740-270-9075. And I think you can get to a link to their site also from our website. If you have any questions or comments to email to us, or some topics you would like us to research and maybe get on the air, send us an email, outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. And that's the best way to find out is go to the Wiz News site, and you can go to the Highway 103 link and look for a picture of Handsome Don and I, and click on the board there that says Outdoor Show, and it'll take you to our site. You'll find recipes and previous shows. You'll also find Don's Tip of the Week and some of the information there about our guest and some of the events in the area. A great opportunity for you to kind of also on this week, there's a picture of your antelope that you got.
Yes, and my handsome face.
And your handsome face. So when we come back, we're going to talk about antelope hunting. We're going to take a break and pay a few bills. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.